Well, as we speak, the Eagles have 13 wide receivers on this 90-man roster, and the man coaching this group is to my left. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by wide receivers coach Bob Bicknell, who we look forward to seeing what you guys are going to do, Bob. This is exciting stuff.
It's exciting.
Philadelphia is a wide receiver-obsessed city since the days of James Thrash, Todd Pinkston, Terrell Owens, Freddie Mitchell. Bring them on, all of them.
Harold Carmichael.
Since it is a Harold Carmichael,
that's right.
Of course.
That's right.
How's your group? Tell me just kind of in general.
You know, it's been a great group to work with. You know, I've been in this league for, 8 years, I guess, now. I've been with three different teams, and I can honestly say top to bottom, I don't think I've been around a group as talented as this. And I think that they have really done a great job of working hard, trying to learn everything. They've been around. They've been a part of everything. So it's been great. You know, I really can't see that it could get any better than it's been so far in this offseason. So.
And there's so many different body type skill sets. I mean, you got the little, smaller, quick guys, DeMarcus Johnson, Deshaun Jackson. Ifeani Moma looks like a praying mantis, 6 feet, 7 inches tall.
Right.
You're teaching every one of them the same thing. Do you have to kind of vary techniques with their different sizes and bodies and all that?
I don't know. I think they learn the offense, so they learn the concepts. They learn the certain routes they have, blocking schemes, all the things they've got to learn that to do their job. And then you've got to understand that they're all going to do it a little bit differently. And I think that's the beauty of where they're at and the fact that they're here in the National Football League. They've either been, they've been little their whole life. They've been tall their whole life. They've been fast or quick or – And, you got to highlight what they do well and allow them to do it. And I think that, that just comes with letting them have a little bit of freedom to do their jobs,
In general, we're still trying to figure out what the offensive scheme is going to be. I mean, the great fascination here with that. And I remember Pat Shurmur has said that the principles here, some of the concepts are West Coast offense pass routes. Is that accurate? Whatever that is.
I've coached a decent amount now. I don't really know what West Coast,
East
Coast.
We make too much of that stuff, don't we?
I think so, because no one's really told me what it is. I think West Coast had to do with a little quicker passing game, but I know that it's the same concepts that I've run since or been around since I've been in coaching or as a player.
There's some long routes, there's some short routes, there's some crossing routes, there's some sideline routes, there's some screens, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. There's only so many plays. I mean, the one thing in this league or any league, there's only so many plays you have that people run. Concepts, run games, however they do it. And we have them all, and so does every other team.
Yeah.
So you have to learn, the same concepts that everyone else is learning, we're learning, and we're doing. So.
Bob,
I don't see that much of a difference.
Okay. Well, listen, Deshaun Jackson, two-time Pro Bowler. Numbers haven't been quite as good the last couple of years. I wonder, you look at him, you see the sky's the limit as far as his talent goes?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I really do. I think he's a very talented player. He's shown it. And I haven't been in the NFC. I've been in the AFC. But obviously, I know who Deshaun Jackson was. I know who Jeremy Maclin was, Jason Vaughn. I've known these guys, and I've seen them. And they're a very talented group of guys. And he's got a skill set that allows him to do some amazing things. And I think Jeremy Maclin and Jason and really all those guys have that ability to really, kind of do some things in this league. And it's up to us. And of course, as always, it's up to them. I mean, and it's really equal that way.
How much stock do you put in these no pads, no contact drills? At the very least, when we are watching practice, the limited time we get, we can see receivers running routes. We can see how fast they are in and out of their breaks. We can see how they catch the football. These things tend to translate when the pads go on, or is your experience say no?
No, I think for a receiver standpoint, a quarterback and throwing the ball and the passing game, I think this is a great setup. Now I've coached the O-line before, and this wouldn't probably be as good a setup for that. Tight ends, it's probably in between because they have both. But, I think the setup for us, we can get a lot done, and we can kind of get the concepts and work on the things that we need to work on, this way. So it's been great for us.
I mentioned him earlier, Ifeani Moma, 6 feet seven. Interesting player who didn't play for 2 years here, the last couple of years in college.
Right.
How does he shake off the rust so quickly?
I don't know, but he's done that. That's not what you see. I mean, I think he shows the same rookie type of things that you need to learn than any rookie that's been playing the position. He hasn't played it, but he's probably improved and seen it and done better things in terms of what he where he was to where he is even now than any of them. You know, mm-hmm. he's really taken to it. So he just needs a lot of reps, and you know, but he's a different player. There's not too many people that, you know, have the same numbers as he does.
Did you come in without any sort of preconceptions about any of these guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you do, because, you know, as much as you've seen them or heard of them, you really don't know what they can do. And, mm-hmm. you know, you always look and say, wow, I didn't know he was going to be that big, or gosh, he's not as big as I thought he'd be, or wow, he's a lot faster, or he plays fast, or wow, what a feel he has. So there's so many things you learn from guys that it makes no sense to think anything different until you're allowed to work with them yourself.
How important is blocking, and not only that, but the willingness of these superstar catch the football me guys that the NFL's you know, diva, you know, the people call about some of these players. How important is just being a team guy and blocking somebody's
very
socks off? Yeah,
very important. And I think that I haven't known a lot of those guys that, you know, I think people perceive receivers or the big time me type of guys. I just really haven't seen a lot of those guys.
Great.
In my experience. So I know that they have a lot of pride. They want to do the right things. They understand the concept that, hey, people block for us and we make plays, and we can block for obviously them so that they can make plays, and we can block for each other. So yeah. If we catch the ball, we better be looking to block somebody. So, you know, I think that they'll do fine with that. It's about pride, toughness, and I think they all want to be, you know, good blockers.
Bottom line here is, you are, as I am, you are juiced by this group.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great, and you know, you just want to go to the next level. You just want to get the progression of, okay, now we're in preseason, and then before you know it, we're playing these games, and you know, I really can't wait.
Great.
It's going to be
well,
great.
We can't wait to see him in training camp, preseason, regular season. Get him going,
great.
Bob.
Fired up.
Thanks, man. Thanks
all
for
right.
coming in.
Yep.
Bob Bicknell, wide receivers coach here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.